Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long in studio. And it's Tulane Tuesday, so we'll go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line with the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Sumrall. Tulane Tuesday is brought to you by Bayou Black Electric, your electrical connection in the heart of South Louisiana. Learn more at BayouBlackElectric.com. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. And you can't say it, but I can. Man, Rice, you know, they were much tougher opponent than you. Yeah, I think we sort of figured they would be when you got in the ring. But it's all about W's. And I got, you know, friends of mine and also family members that are coaches. They say, man, I love wins, and I love when they leave me a little meat on the bone so I can get on them about what they did wrong.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong there. We knew going in, I had a lot of respect for their coaching staff and the way their kids prepared and played. And, you know, last year's game, we beat them by a whopping two-point victory, you know. And so I knew going in it was going to be a hard-fought battle. I told our team that. And to be quite honest with you, last Tuesday, a week ago today, we didn't practice very good. And I told our guys post-practice, I mean, guys, this is how you prepare to lose, not how you prepare to win. And like I said, they're well coached. They got a lot of pride. I think they're an outfit that's really disciplined and detailed. And they gave us fits, and we didn't play our best. You know, we dropped what are probably two touchdowns. Had a couple other drops that are going to be explosive plays in the game, and had some serious critical missed opportunities in the pass game, and just looked a little sluggish coming out of the bye. We didn't look crisp, didn't look sharp, and we have to get better faster. It won't go very well for us this Saturday coming up.
Coach, you talked about missed opportunities, which you had. Also, too, I thought Rice, from pass coverage, they gave you a couple different looks there that maybe Mensa wasn't quite sure with. Did they throw you something out defensively you weren't expecting?
Yeah, they did a couple of things that were more unique already that we knew they did, they could present some problems. And they changed a couple things and did some things differently that maybe weren't characteristic of what they always do. And so they had some good game plan stuff for us and a good plan. And so, yeah, I think they did some things that challenged us. And like I said, you know, that's going to happen week to week. What can't happen is us dropping wide open touchdowns.
Exactly.
You know, and we got to fix that. And so every week you're going to have something that they got ready for you that you hadn't maybe worked on as much, that's unique or different. But we have to execute and worry about we're in control of and be better at affecting the game positively on our end.
Coach, when things don't go right in a passing game, you know, they can just turn around and hand it to the big guy. Your running game got really cranked up in the second half, especially late in the third quarter into the fourth quarter. And, again, man, you can run the football, stop the run, and you win in a lot of games in this league. I don't care where you play. That's still a big part of the game about running the football and stopping the run.
Yeah, it's one of our keys to victory every week. It's actually the first one is win the run game. And this four-game win streak we've got currently, we've won the run game every one of those games. And to have Mekhi Hughes in the backfield, you know, the drive in the fourth quarter we went down to score, it was a seven-play, 70-yard drive where all seven plays were runs and five of them were to Mekhi. And man, he's a comfort blanket, so to speak, for us. I mean, he's a guy that – got a whole lot of confidence and turn around and hand the ball off to him when things aren't going great in a lot of areas. And when you can win the rushing battle, you usually have a great opportunity to win the game for sure.
He's a workhorse, Coach. I mean, just call it what it is. At this point in the season, 744 rushing yards on 136 carries. But as you're mentioning, like when you weren't having much success in the passing attack, I mean, Mekhi Hughes, 27 carries in the game. You just gave it to your guy. But also him getting, you know, honored by the AAC. We got this from the presser emails as well. It was part of their weekly honor roll. So, you know, Mekhi Hughes doing it on and off the field. Great stuff from him. And just the season that he's having so far and what you're expecting from him moving forward.
Well, yeah. You know, he also had our two offensive touchdowns in the game were his. He had the screen pass in the first half and then the fourth quarter run. And I think what you said, calling him a workhorse, you couldn't be more spot on. You know, he's one of those guys, he gets better as the game goes. You know, there's some of those backs that their style of running, they just wear the other team down a little bit. And that's sort of how he plays the game. The more carries that he gets, the more opportunities he can get to just lean on the defense, and maybe he's a physical runner, you know. And so that helps him. He's a guy that, man, the more touches we get him, the better off we are. And like I said, he gets better as the game goes for sure.
Coach, I'm going to ask you about the health of the team. I get this text every week right before I have you on. I don't know. Maybe this dude got money on the game and think he can get a little insights. I don't know, but tell us a little bit about your health as you gear up to play North Texas.
Yeah, so we were down last week. We cut with a couple starters. Alex Bauman, our tight end, was unavailable for last week's game. And Caleb Ransall, who starts for us at nickel, who's a high-level player, he was also unavailable for last week's game. Both those guys were fully available at practice today. Both are trending like they're going to be able to play on Saturday, which will be big-time helps because Alex is good in the run game blocking, but he's also a fantastic pass catcher. He's a real vertical threat in our pass game. And then Ransall is usually a guy that, you know, we feel like it has a good matchup for an opponent, whoever their best receiver may be. And so having both those guys back available this week is what it looks like, and that'll be nice to get them back because we need both of them to be ready to go.
Coach, before we look ahead to your upcoming road trip, I wanted to talk about the defense in the second half because Mike talked about how the rushing attack really got going in the third quarter into the fourth quarter. But the defense, after, you know, Rice ended up tying the game at 10, I'm going to read you these possessions as you already know, but an interception, 2 3-and-out punts, a turnover on downs, the scoop and score, and another interception. The defense, we've talked to you about this before, Coach. At times they've been kind of up and down, but it seems like when you needed them to play their best, they really locked down Rice and kept them out. Well, while the offense was, you know, they had their issues in this game, they took the lead and the defense did not give it up.
Yeah, I think the defense has really kind of started to hit its stride a little bit. You know, the you know, probably the most understated thing about this team is that we only had what I would consider maybe 3 or 4 defensive starters returning. You know, and in game one, 7 of our 11 starters on defense weren't on the team when I got here in December. They were guys that we had to go out and bring them in. And so it's a group that really the first few games, to be quite honest, was trying to find itself a little bit and trying to find some cohesion. And then really through the Louisiana Lafayette game, that's after that game, we didn't play very good defense in that game. And then really you hit the South Florida, UAB, Rice stretch, and we all of a sudden, I think, are starting to play as a unit better, not as 11 individuals, but we're playing as one a lot better. And that doesn't mean we don't have areas to fix, but I think you're starting to see that group elevate its play. And it really starts with our linebackers on that side of the ball. I mean, Tyler Grubbs, you know, he had an interception on Saturday. Sam Howard almost had an interception, but he did have 2 fumble recoveries, one for a touchdown. Those two guys really, man, they're thermostat guys. They set the temperature, you know what I mean? They don't take it. And they set the tone of the team, and they're the guys that really turn the heat up, and they hold the standards high with the rest of the guys on that side of the ball. And it's been fun to watch that group get better these last few weeks and kind of start to maybe identify what we're about on that side of the ball for sure.
Coach, one quick question before I ask you to give us a little preview of North Texas is for people who haven't watched Sam Howard play, because we know a little bit more about Tyler Grubbs, but, man, Sam's a playmaker for you on that defensive side of football. He is a really good football player, good athlete.
Man, he is. He's a guy that loves football. You know the old commercials with, Terry Tate, office linebacker?
Yeah.
You know, He's got a little bit of that in him. He comes into our meetings. We have, you know, we'll have a 7:30 a.m. team meeting, and he'll come in the meeting fully dressed with his helmet on for practice. And I'm like, hey, man, practice it for another hour, bro. Like, he's just such an intense guy. He prepares extremely well. He doesn't know anything but full speed. You know, I mean, some guys, Like you tell guys all the time, I'd much rather have to tell you whoa, whoa, whoa than giddy up. Well, I never have to tell him giddy up. I have to tell him, hey, man, this is a walkthrough. Don't tackle the guy. But he's just such an intense competitor, a great leader. He holds the standards for everybody around him. He's a guy that's accountable to himself. Therefore, he can make other people be accountable. And so he's been a tremendous addition. Him and Tyler Grubbs, man, they play so well together. And I think they probably spend almost like 90% of their time awake with each other, because anytime I see one of them, I see the other one. And they're almost attached at the hip. And those two guys, man, they're really leading our football team and leading our defense for sure.
Yeah, they're your Batman and Robin on defense. A little bit of a preview on what we expect when you play North Texas.
Well, they're explosive offensively. They've got a top 10 offense in scoring offense and in yards per game right now in all of college football. I mean, their lowest scoring total of the year was 21 points against Texas Tech. And they scored 35 in another game. And then the other five games they played out of the seven, they scored more than 40 points. In a couple of those games, they scored 50. And so, man, they are explosive. Chandler Morris is the starting quarterback. Chad Morris' son. Chandler was a starting quarterback at TCU at the start of the year when they went to the national title. Now, he got hurt early in that season, but he was the guy that won the starting job in training camp there. And they got a little slot receiver named DT Sheffield, number 10, who's I think he's got 10 touchdowns, 11 touchdowns. He's got a bunch of touchdowns. I mean, he's a human joystick, man. He can move and shake, and he's got all kinds of short area quickness. He's a handful. People haven't. Last week's game against Memphis, first play of offense for North Texas, DT Sheffield, 75-yard touchdown. Next drive, second possession, second play of the game, DT Sheffield, 75-yard touchdown against Memphis, who's got good players. And so this guy, man, he can take it to the house from anywhere on the field. And like I said, they're scoring a ton of points. We've got to get some stops, and then we got to score. I mean, we ain't going to win this game 10-7. You know what I mean? This game ain't going to be a rock fight like last week's game. This week, we got to be able to go out and move the ball and score the ball, and we can't kick field goals. We got to score touchdowns in the red zone. And this outfit we're playing offensively, man, they're not good. They're great.
Coach, for the guy that keeps texting me about health issues with you, after hearing you, you might want to take the over on this game, because I think I know his angle.
The over definitely hit in Memphis last week, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I don't know what the number was, but they scored over them in Memphis was about a 100-point ball game last Saturday.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and insights, and good luck this coming Saturday against North Texas.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great day. Roll wave.
All righty. That was Tulane head football coach John Sumrall. Tulane Tuesday is brought to you by Bayou Black Electric, your electrical connection in the heart of South Louisiana. Learn more at BayouBlackElectric.com.